All right, this is a continuation of string bend licks. The purpose of the string bend licks is, again, to integrate, not just implement, which is means to use, but integrate string bends into regular old lines. You know, when you first learn string bends, there's a tendency to play play a line, and then you play a bend, and the bend is like its own thing, and then you go back to playing another line, and then a bend, and then... Anyway, so that's the purpose of this, is to not implement... Well, yeah, we're implementing, but the lines are decided to integrate string bending with the actual line itself. We're in the A shape, which is key of C, and we're at the third fret, and the lick number 11... That's how it sounds. Now, that's not an easy lick for several reasons. There's a fingering change and stuff. But first, put your third finger at the second string, sixth fret. We're not going to play that note, but we're going to bend up a whole step to what the note at fret 8 would sound like. The first thing you hear is, you know. And I would use finger 3 and 1 and 3. Some of you guys may not be used to stretching 1 to 3 that far when it's the frets are that far apart, but that's what I do. Oh, correction. The third note should be played by pinky because we need finger 3 for after that. So it should go 3, 1, pinky. Okay? Yeah. And then once you got pinky on string 1, fret 6, you're going to leave it there while finger 3 bends. And you're going to audibly let the listener hear. And then you finish off the phrase by coming down to the root. So. It's not hard. It's just different fingerings you might not be used to. I go 3, 1, 4, 3, 1. And then I actually end on finger 2. You can put finger 2, the last note. One more time on that one. Stretch with yep, and then use finger 2 to end it. Yeah, so it's a bit of a weird fingering thing. Good. All right, moving on to number 12.